This fall, NPR's Noah Adams went to Maine, where he talked with single mothers who work in low-paying jobs and who typically have difficulties with childcare or housing or transportation. In the last of a series of stories, Noah's report today is from Portland, Maine. It's about a young woman who's starting out as a hotel reservation clerk. The job is with a national chain, and it's the sort of work that could be done almost anywhere.
The city of Portland is nestled into the shelter of Casco Bay, with views of the Atlantic Ocean out past the islands. But just as Joanna Vettes could be working anywhere, she could also be living anywhere.
I haven't been in downtown Portland that much, or the Bay at all. I don't have a car, and I don't have friends either. The only friend that I have is the lady who babysits for me.
Vettes lives south of downtown, near the airport, near the shopping malls, near the interstate. She has a two-bedroom apartment. The building is quiet, clean, and has the look of a place where people get up very early. Our conversation with Joanna Vettes takes place in her living room just after 7 a.m. Soon her daughter will wake up. Soon Joanna will be at work, earning a take-home pay of about $210 a week, answering the hotel chain's toll-free reservation number.
The phone rings every 3 seconds. And the maximum that I can stand with a customer is for 3 minutes. But some people, they ask me for other things, so I had to be on the phone with them longer.
Vettes is new on this job, trying hard to hold on to her confidence. Doesn't want to hear somebody say, "Let me talk to your supervisor."
I almost cried yesterday because this man made me look for 7 different locations. And then he wanted a AAA rate, and he wanted an ocean view. And with a AAA raid, there's no rooms with the ocean view. And he was just going crazy on me.
It's an 8-hour day, answering the reservation lines. Then Vettes walks back home, happy to think about seeing her daughter, Jonna Lee.
As soon as she sees me walking into them, she's like, "Mommy, Mommy." And she hugs me. She said, "I miss you, Mommy." She's like, "I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese's." That's what she tells me every day.
The restaurant, you mean?
It's a place for kids to play. They have a lot of toys. That's like her major fun thing to do because I don't have a car to take her to any other places. And Chuck E. Cheese's is right over here by the mall. So.
She's pretty happy in the mornings.
Yes, she is.
Look-a-look-a.
It makes my day.
Look-a-look-a. Wanna see us, Noah?
Jonna Lee is 4 years old.
Can you please go and brush
she awakened shyly this morning, but soon is smiling and dancing around the living room. She loves her electronic piano. Born in the Dominican Republic, Joanna Vettes came to this country often growing up and moved in with relatives in Florida when she was 15, pregnant, unwed. She lived in New Jersey for a time, then came to Portland, Maine to be close to a sister to find work. She has a green card and a newly earned high school diploma. Vettes made some friends in Portland, who she now stays away from because they drank and used drugs.
Like, I don't feel like I'm 19 years old because I don't have the life a 19-year-old would have. I would like to go out one night and dance because I love to dance. Like, I dance here with my daughter almost. I used to dance almost every day. But I tell my mom, she's in Florida, and we talk almost every day. And she's 49, and she goes out to clubs. And she has the life that I don't have. So that makes me happy.
Before she found work, Vettes qualified for subsidized housing, food stamps, child care, and help from the federal program TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. Her household budget will stay tight. With a job, she's no longer eligible for most welfare programs. Her share of the rent goes up to about $400. That's nearly half her monthly take-home pay. There is, though, transitional help with child care for parents who've gone to work, which includes pickup and drop-off. Vettes feels the hotel job is a good start. Maybe she can buy a car soon, take some college courses. She'd like to be a doctor, a pediatrician.
My family tells me, "Why don't you get a short career?" They tell me to get something that it won't take so long because they don't think I'm going to make it. I think I will make it because I have a daughter, and when I put myself to do something, I don't care how long or how much work it takes me to get there. I'll do it.
I see you.
Can you please go and brush your teeth? Mama needs to go to work soon.
No, don't go, bye-bye, and you don't go work, and don't wait for me.
Okay, okay, I'll wait for you, okay? Go and brush your teeth.
No, no.
Joanna Veres, along with her daughter, Jana Lee, talking with us before a work day begins in their apartment in South Portland, Maine. Noah Adams, NPR News.